We were just joined by Peggy Chabrian.
Chabrian,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to say your name right. You are the president of Women in Aviation.
Yes.
How are you doing this morning?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. And what would you like people to know about?
And I apologize, I went to a different radio station. Oh. I had wrong information. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So I ran over here. Women Aviation is partnering with EAA this year with the Women Venture Program. We had a program at Theater in the Woods the other night, and we're speakers throughout the forums and workshops this week. And then Friday is kind of the big culminating day. We'll have Women Aviation Celebrity Breakfast in the Nature Center Friday at 8. And then the big photo opportunity in Aeroshell Square, trying to get the most number of female pilots at one place at one time, kind of for a fun activity, but also just to have an opportunity for the ladies who are here to see each other, interact, and just for people to see that there are a lot of women pilots.
And put some faces
who are here,
to
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's Women in Aviation International,
yes.
is it not?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got people from...
We have about 14,500 members, and we put on an annual conference usually in February or March. Our next one will be in Atlanta, our 20th conference. And we have a large scholarship program.
I was going to say, you sponsor a number of scholarships.
This year at our show in San Diego, we gave out $695,000 in scholarships. We're hoping to beat that next year, maybe hit $700,000 for next year. And we just published a new book called Stars of the Sky, which we have here at our venture. In fact, the author and the artist are in the author's corner right now at the warehouse autographing those, and we'll have them at the breakfast. And 15 of the 50 people in the book will be there at the breakfast as well to autograph them, so you can meet some of these famous ladies at the WAI Celebrity Breakfast on Friday morning.
Great. And so where can people get information about Women in Aviation
On our website, www.wai.org, and we also have a booth here in Building B this week at AirVenture, and we'd invite any of the ladies who are here this week, maybe you're thinking about learning to fly or have always kind of wondered if it's something you could do, come on by and we'll talk to you about flying or maybe even an aviation career.
Okay.
I have a question.
If men are allowed to ask questions,
am I allowed to join Women in Aviation?
Oh, yes. Good question. Thank you. Yes. About 8% of our members are men, and about 15% of the conference attendees.
Did you say 8%?
8%.
8%.
What we find is that men who find out about the organization and want to support what we're doing, like the scholarship programs and things like that, or career opportunities, join the organization as well. And we encourage men to come by and join the organization, too.
And the scholarship programs that you run, are those scholarships that help people in college, that help people learn to fly, that help people, or it's all of the above?
All of the above. It's a wide variety. A lot of them are flight-related, but some are also maintenance or engineering, avionics-specific. And a lot of them do go to college, university students, but not all of them. They're for all ages and all interests in aviation. So go to the website, check out the scholarship programs, and apply.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you. And again, I apologize for the confusion.
That's okay. We just want to make sure that we get you in there and have some things going on for you. That was Peggy Chabrian. Chabrian. I'm sorry. Peggy Chabrian, and she's with Women in Aviation International. And this is Magneto Mel.
And Wireless Mike.
And you're listening to EAA Radio, 1210 AM and 100.7 FM, and around the world at www.airventure.org/radio.